650 1320 WILS. Today, by the way, is the deadline for health insurers as they scramble on whether or not to offer plans on the federal marketplace. Roger Abramson with us, general counsel at Ameriflex. It is one of the nation's largest independent health benefits administrators. Roger, great to have you on WILS once again.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, this, are most of them scrambling away from the marketplace, these insurers?
Well, the clock's about to tick down to zero, and right now we're looking at roughly 40% of counties in the United States right now are going to be down to one insurer on the exchange.
Wow.
And what that means is, you know, you only get that subsidy on that exchange, and those are pretty rough numbers.
Why are so many insurers leaving?
It's too expensive for them. They, you know, again, they're not getting, well, for insurance to work in any way, shape, or form, you got to get a lot of low-risk folks to pay for the folks who have the high risk and high claims. And right now, they're not, for your low-risk folks, which tend to be your younger folks and some other folks, the premiums are going higher and higher, and they're saying, it's not worth it to me. I'm not going to get on that exchange. And so the insurers pull out and say, we can't afford to work in this county. What's really happening is the insurer of last resort, as we like to call it in our industry, the nonprofit Blue Cross and Blue Shield folks, we're kind of the only ones filling in these gaps in a lot of places. But
what does that mean? Are they somehow required to be there?
No, it's just given their nonprofit status that they have a little more leeway with regard to not having a profit. I can put it that way. And they also it's because of their brand as well. They're kind of national in kind of places. But that's sort of where they've always been in a lot of ways in the health care industry.
So are they losing money also? I mean, is basically every insurance company in the exchange losing money?
Yeah, I don't know if everyone is. I don't want to make that statement. It's probably possible, but I don't have that number in front of me. But even Blue Cross Blue Shield, one of their subsidiaries or partners, Anthem, has pulled out of a couple places. So they've lost so much that they can't even, you know, process in that regard either. So it's not looking too good. It's not dead. That is to say, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and these changes. But as I said before in this program, you know, it was never an overnight thing. It's going to be like leaves dropping off a tree. And right. I think we're going to wake up tomorrow and there's a lot of counties that are just not going to have that one insurer.
There's one leaf left on the tree.
Yeah.
And so what does that mean? That insurer doesn't need to compete with other options. Can it just set the prices as it likes at that point?
It can set the prices as they want. Subject, of course, to HHS, you know, rules and guidelines. But the bigger problem is, you know, when you only have that one insurer and there's not enough of incentive for a lot of folks to go on to get insurance. I mean, at the end of the day, the individual mandate, like it or love it or hate it, is not really being enforced by the IRS at the moment. It was kind of suspended by the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. So there's just not a lot of incentive for folks like that to jump on. And now the pressure is going to go back to Washington. And here's what's going to happen. The Democrats are going to blame the Trump administration Republicans for putting uncertainty in the market. And the Trump administration Republicans are going to blame Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, for making it hard for insurers. Meanwhile, there's going to be a lot of people out there going, what's next?
Yeah. What is next? So we're down to one insurer on the marketplace in 40% mm-hmm. of counties. Could that number mm-hmm. turn to zero in a lot of these counties soon?
This time next year or even before that, they could pull out early if it's that bad. Mm-hmm. We might see that. And I think what you're going to see, inevitably, we're sitting in the middle of 2017. Midterms are not that far away. I mean, you know, in political land. And I think, again, push is going to come to shove, and once they have that number to bandy about by tomorrow, you're going to probably see some movement in the Senate to get something out to hopefully fix this problem.
Yeah, because this is the federal marketplace, right, that the deadline is for.
Right.
So how does
right.
that work on the local level with 40% of these counties having just one insurer? How does that translate into the local level?
Well, what it essentially means is the only way you get a subsidy if you qualify for that at an income level is to get an insurer at the marketplace. So, I mean, if you went out on your own without the marketplace, you don't get a subsidy, you get through your employer. Mm-hmm. But it affects those folks locally. This is the only insurance. There's no competition, I guess we'll put it that way.
Right.
I'm stuck with whatever insurer X who has decided to stay here in this market is going to charge. So I'm either going to get it if I can afford it with the subsidy, or I'm just not going to get it at all, which puts us back in the problem.
Just have no insurance at all. Now, do you think we'll see a spike then with that kind of number of just a single option in so many counties, a spike in the number of uninsured people now?
I think at the moment, yes, you will see a spike. I think it will be fairly nominal at first, because already there are a lot of people who still haven't jumped on board, even when there was competition. We're still sitting at about 1 in 10 Americans without insurance coverage. I think you will see a bit of a spike because there's, you know, the premiums have gone up. There's not a lot of competition. Will it be severe? I think it'll be severe enough to make a political point. I don't think it'll be a complete disaster because, again, this is a very gradual deterioration.
Okay, how crucial is it for the American Health Care Act to get through right now? How important is that to happen right away?
It'll be about 10 times more important this time tomorrow after we get those numbers than it is now. And I think this is part of what the strategy has been. You know, as each shoe drops and we have a lot of legs on this thing, the pressure will mount. And it's already been kind of sneaking around. We've heard about this in the Senate where they've said, okay, the House bill is not the greatest thing in the world, but we can deal with something along those lines. And I think you'll see that pressure mount. And also, remember, we have this political pressure. The Republicans cannot go into 2018 without doing something about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Their base will just abandon them.
Let me ask you, Roger Abramson with Ameriflex here on WILS. Here in Michigan, we have a state exchange, I believe. And how are we affected by what's happening on the federal marketplace?
Well, the difference between state and federal exchanges are really more about, substantively speaking, who's running them and who's developing them. The subsidy rules, because of the Supreme Court Act, the Supreme Court decision from a couple of years ago that decided to sort of ignore what the Affordable Care Act actually says and instead decide what the people meant to do when they passed it. There's not a huge substantive effect subsidy-wise. So it's really kind of, we're kind of talking about semantics there. The same problems are going to exist. It's really, in those cases, just about who's putting them together.
Mm-hmm. And the subsidies, are they hanging in there? I mean, is the government still holding up that?
Well, they're holding in there as much as possible. At the moment, though, and you might recall a few weeks ago, the Trump administration decided to ask the courts to delay a decision for about 90 days or 3 months regarding whether the federal government can continue making payments to help insurers cover costs. A little bit of a different question for the subsidies, but really we're talking about the same thing. Who's getting this money? And they're just plugging it along. Somebody's going to end up paying this. We don't know how. It's going to be the taxpayers. The subsidies are still there, but eventually they're going to run out. They're going to do something before that happens. And again, I wish I had a magic wand that I could do and figure out what that's going to be, because I could go and make a lot of money somehow doing that. But nobody knows, and we're going to find out. I hope it's going to be good.
People who right now have a plan through the exchange and they're happy, it's been a good couple of years for them or so now, what should they expect moving forward in the next 2-3 years in terms of their own coverage?
In general, it's going to be more expensive in terms of the margins. That's hard to say, but that's always been the case. It's always going to have an upward trajectory. They probably can expect, at the moment, if things stay the same, even fewer choices with what kinds of plans they have. But if you like your plan, that sounds a little familiar statement. I should be a little careful.
Right. But if you're in a
subsidy plan, a plan that has subsidies off the exchanges, so long as that carrier's still there and remains where you are, you're probably going to be able to hold on to that general plan for so long as that carrier's still there, because they're not making a lot of changes. What they're waiting on is for what the government can do to expand the choices that they can offer.
Roger Abramson, general counsel at Ameriflex. It's myameriflex.com is where you can find him. Roger Abramson. Ameriflex, by the way, the nation's one of the nation's largest independent health benefits administrator. So Roger knows really all about this. Hey, Roger, it's been insightful as always. Thanks.
Well, thanks again. Yeah. And hope to talk to you soon.
We will talk again. This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. We are back right here on WILS tomorrow at 6 p.m. So join us. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.